Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
We're starting to get interest from podcast networks.
Yeah.
So...
that might, hopefully that's happening when this episode comes out.
Oh my gosh, right.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, the first episode of the podcast network is a Kyle one.
I have a giant announcement. OnlyVans is thrilled to be teaming up with The Bluegrass Situation. Ah! Recently, BGS launched the Good Country brand, which highlights all good country from across the roots music landscape. BGS is expanding the Good Country universe to podcasts for the very first time with, you guessed it, yours truly, OnlyVans, the very first Good Country affiliated show on the Bluegrass Situation podcast network. Woo! BGS was co-founded by executive director Amy Reitenauer Jacobs and actor-musician Ed Helms. You know him from The Office, The Hangover? Yeah, that guy. He's awesome. So we're going to take a couple weeks off and we'll be back with a brand new episode of OnlyVans as our first episode as a part of the Good Country Network brought to you by The Bluegrass Situation. Yeehaw!
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell and this is my podcast, OnlyVans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
How's it feel to be on this side of the camera?
It's a little uncomfy, but
no, it's
we're
not.
Gonna make it work.
You are already a podcaster.
Kind of.
I feel like with
behind
you, I can have this beer here.
Yeah, go for it. It's allowed. We're done. We're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. But you are a podcaster, marketer, tour manager, artist, singer, songwriter. So where are you hiding your clone? That was my first things first for you today.
I don't have one. It'd be nice if I did. Maybe that's the next thing that I'll try and figure out.
You will figure it out. You can figure anything out. I'm always like, this is a Kyle problem. you've been trying to figure out Spotify playlist stuff, and then it's very beneficial for me because I'm like, well, what did you find out?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that thing that we're...
I mean, I was going to say okay. If you wanted to.
Yeah. So I was telling you I did this thing where I go on Spotify and just like look up playlists that I want to be on essentially. And I like scroll through Instagram and Facebook and try to find the person who created it. And I mean, the success rate's probably 20%, which I guess is kind of high.
That's higher than I would think.
Right. Higher than I thought it would be. But, I found this guy like last week and messaged him. He responded right away and was really suspicious. Like, you are so great. You should be famous, you know, whatever. And being me, I like saw it out because he said he could get me on an editorial. And so I was like, okay, put me on and like prove it. And then I think a week later I saw on my back end Spotify that I got put on an editorial and I got like 1,000 streams and he said I was there for 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay, wow, maybe I have to look into this. And he sent me pricing and it like wasn't crazy. But then I like looked into it more and all the streams came from one suburb of Seattle and it was like 70 people who listened to the song 1,000 times within 2 minutes apparently. So it's fun. We spend so much time doing it and you know.
And you don't know what's real and you don't know what's not real.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of money. Everything's a lot of money. So it's like, where do you put your money? But I just had this idea. We should do an OnlyVans podcast playlist.
Yeah.
And then we'll put everyone who's been on here. And then if you're not on here and you want to give us
$1,000 cash app only and no receipt.
And you also get a feet picture for free.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying we could make this a business model. But Texas Toast is your other podcast. Was that your idea?
No, it was not. So that's the only reason that I know you or anyone. That's the only reason I even know what Texas Country is.
That's crazy because you were producing it, but you also talk a lot on it. But it's great. You're very, you call yourself a behind the scenes guy, but for being that person or whatever, you're really, really good at talking.
Thank you.
You should do your own podcast and kick me out. Don't do that.
Yeah, KB would kill me. There's no free time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You also have a girlfriend.
Yeah, she's great. I know her. Thanks to you as well.
I know, you're welcome.
Yeah,
I've really done it. Well, I met Kyle through, I guess, Texas Toast. I was on the podcast first.
Yep.
And then I met you in person.
Yeah, I like creepily came up to you and Paul at the I think it was the after party at one of the award shows and was like, hey, like, bring me out.
And I was like, you want to be a tour manager? You're like, yeah. And I was like, cool. And then you actually were my tour manager for...
Well, merch. And Jeff trained me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah. So Jeff got stolen by Wade Bowen. Thanks, Wade Bowen. And then you... Well, you just stepped right into that role. It was seamless. It was amazing. You did a great job.
Yeah.
You were a really good tour manager.
Thank you. I tried to, like, fill the role. Before I, like, told you I wanted to do it, I tried to find somebody else for you. But then I'm glad that I...
I know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I guess because I know when you talked to me about it, my first thought, and I think I told you, was, like, I love that you want to do that, but you are a great singer-songwriter. Like, you need to do your own... thing, and I feel like being a tour manager would inhibit you from doing your own thing because you're also that. And now I'm so glad your EP is out. You're putting singles out. You have a new one coming out. Is that coming soon?
Yeah, it'll probably be out already when this comes out.
Oh, when this comes out?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. Have you sent it to me yet? Because I usually get things early and I haven't heard it and I'm kind of feeling a little bit out of sorts over here.
We'll share it.
What's it called?
It's called Who's Keeping Score.
Ooh.
Changed the name like the day before I released it. It was called Beers. It's kind of like a math equation in the first verse.
Okay.
Like 18 beers, 13 down, 5 to go. And that's how many beers it's going to take for me to forget about something.
Great. Or throw up.
Yeah. Whichever one comes first.
Maybe at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm drinking. I don't usually drink when we podcast, but I've had quite a week. So you let you.
And I'm not over there to tell you what to do.
I know. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
We just have to make sure the phones are still recording because mine's about to die always. So that's so exciting. And do you have shows coming up? What is going on in the show world?
Trying, yeah. It's been tough. I'm doing the thing that, like, me and you used to talk about all the time when your friends are texting you saying, like, hey, you know, let me open the show. Prefacing all of them with, I don't mean to overstep, but I know that I'm overstepping, and hopefully it still works out in my favor. But, yeah, trying. It's brand new, you know, so
yeah.
I'm trying to be patient, although that's really hard. Once again, probably driving KB crazy, but you know.
Well, I think that this business in general is so hard, and you and I have talked a lot about the 3-hour shows and stuff, how that's maybe, you know, that's kind of what everyone does, but is it really beneficial and is it really worth it and does it really make you any progress? Like, I feel like you're already a performer, you know how to perform, like, so let's just not take any gig that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't want to do those gigs. I've done a couple of them and I've got a couple more on the calendar, but the goal is, I mean, like, when I do them, it's just to set that money aside to hire one extra guy whenever I want to do, like I'm playing a show with Jarrett in April, and it's like a Thursday night gig. The club has this, you know, tiny budget for support, but I want to bring the band just because I want them to play.
Yeah.
So I play a shitty 3-hour gig to help me pay the band.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wasn't saying that, like, you know, we're just too good for it, but it's like, it's
no,
like, it's mostly
just, it,
financial, like,
totally.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, I guess certain ones can be fun, but not really, you know, most of them are just like, I don't know, for you, it's different obviously, but you know, we've talked about the early days for you doing it and that's where I am now. So,
oh, I did all of them. We, Clayton Gardner and I used to do this restaurant and it was 4 hours.
Oof.
But there was two of us, but still.
But then like a 20-minute break every hour or no?
There was like, I think, two breaks. I don't remember how long they were, but I remember the restaurant manager coming up and being like, okay, you know, time to get back up there. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
But.
$100 each or like just.
I think it's actually sad because we were talking about how inflation hasn't adjusted for musicians' rates.
Yeah.
So I think like back then we were getting $400, so $200 each. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like it's any better now.
No, it's not. It's probably worse.
I know.
Yeah.
The opening slot budgets have not adjusted, and hotels are more expensive. Gas is more expensive. Like, or you know, food is more expensive, but we are not more expensive.
Right. Yep.
It doesn't quite make sense. So that's why. I mean, I admire you because you can do all these things to where you don't have to, you know, just rely on music for income because all of us that do are not sleeping at night.
Yeah. And it's so funny, too, because I've like worked or, you know, my goal forever has been to get to this place where I can not have to do anything outside of music. And I'm not, and I'm kind of making ends meet, you know, but it's, I was talking to Sam Cox about this, and it's just like, we have to do so many things, and we're constantly like adding new stuff and then trying to figure out what to burn. And it's like a, in the same way, even with, you know, a salary, like I, the situation I'm in now, it's still the same. There's some security, some, you know, mental, whatever relief, but it's still the exact same thing. I'm on, always throwing something on and pulling something off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you feel like you're sacrificing something for something else. It's, by the way, thanks for bringing up Sam. Cause I, love that man.
Love that guy.
That's a great dude.
He's the best.
And he's, booking now and has the podcast and managing, he's doing all the things.
He's like buying, booking, managing a couple artists. I think he's still on the road a lot with Autumn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's playing crazy. Guitar.
That's
crazy.
So great. Great dude. Shout out. We love him so much. Thanks for having me on your podcast. I think we just, it was, it's very funny to meet somebody who gets the women in country music or in Texas music thing as much as Sam does.
Yeah, totally.
So him and I would just meet up. We had a million things to talk about with that. Yeah. And you kind of got to experience that, I think, being on the road with me, kind of seeing things that were... Last night, this guy came up to me. I thought you would love this, but this guy came up to me at the private party I play, and he goes, "We all have a bet. How old are you?" And I was like, all right, that's the one thing that this private party is going to say to me. What? But he said, I said, he was probably 80. And he said, I said 23. And then I wasn't mad anymore. Because I was like, well, okay. But you're wrong.
Oh, man. Yeah, we have to change the name of this podcast to People Say Weird Stuff.
Yeah.
Like Dustin, and that episode, I called that. But, man, it's just, I can't even imagine. And like you said, I saw so much crazy shit.
Yeah.
Or, you know, witnessed just so many, like, ridiculous interactions.
I can't think of any in particular, but if you do, please feel free to share. But
I don't know if I want to dredge up any of that shit.
Yeah, I've blocked some of it from memory. Although you were a very good tour manager. I thought we had like a real good run there.
Yeah.
I was devastated when you quit. Do you want to talk about that? Can we cry? Can we take a moment of silence?
I mean, I figured out a way to stick around.
I know. Well, the first thing that I wrote today for yours was, how many jobs do you have and why is my podcast your least favorite?
I mean, that's absolutely not true. There's a lot of jobs. I mean, I love doing this. Like, I love making time to come do this and like listening to these stories. And this is a lot more fun for me. I mean, sorry, Helen, but then Texas Toast, cause it's here, it's real, it's in person. You know, I get to do like the AV stuff and be a part of it. And it's, on Zoom, it's just like I think it's good, but it's just not the same feeling. It's like a full band show versus like a shitty 3-hour gig.
Yeah, but if Helen and I were in person, we would never leave each other. We would just be drinking and having the best time all night.
Yeah.
It's true. Probably best that her and I connect on Zoom, or else we would be like 2 in the morning. Drinking whiskey.
I agree. We've got. I thought you would get a kick out of this. Well, this will have happened by now, but we're doing Texas Toast's 3rd birthday party at the Small Do-Si-Do. And the show is starting with a live podcast with Rich O'Toole.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Well, can you bring up how he offered me the gig to open for him in Lyndale, and that's how I met Miranda's mom.
Oh, no shit.
It was in Lyndale, Texas, back when it was called Red 55 Winery, and it was $50, but he knew I loved Miranda.
Wow.
And I took it, and that's how I met that whole. So.
What a guy.
Yeah, what a guy. When is that?
That will have been probably 4 weeks ago. It's March 16th.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Congrats.
Looking forward to that one. Yeah.
That's exciting. I mean, that's a long time to do anything because y'all put out so many episodes.
Yeah, the last episode was episode 300. Crazy. I mean, we do 2 a week, so like that's, you know, kind of crammed them in a lot faster. But it blows my mind every week that we are still doing it. Like, I think it's just her situation in life and her passion for music, and then me, like, I don't know, everything that I do now is through that podcast. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what keeps me fueled to do it. Like, it's not that it's not fun. We have so much fun doing it. And it's like, it's pretty easy process getting it down. Like, I spend more time putting this one together now, just 'cause it's newer, I guess. But, everything, all the connections I have, all the money I've made over the past 3 years has been a direct result of that.
That's so awesome. It's very fun to look back. I always look back at my life and it's all puzzle pieces that fit into place, or maybe you met this person to meet this person, or even, I can't believe I'm saying this. This is a beer, Kyle. This is a beer. The people that I dated for a long time that I didn't marry or never asked me to marry them or whatever is like placeholders for me to be with Paul or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's totally. Like, oh, everything kind of happened, but you can't see it until way later. So hang in there. If you don't think the pieces of your life are falling into place, they do. You just got to get real old and real tired.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for the journey. We'll see where it takes us. I mean, I kind of reflect on things that same way too, and that's what motivates me to like be excited about what's to come, you know. And we always talk about like how in this music thing, and sorry to go back to KB, but like talking to her about this stuff, she tries her best to understand, but she just doesn't, because she doesn't like care about the scene and she doesn't have the same involvement, but like this is all we've ever known.
Right.
And it's not about like some end goal, and it's not about having a certain amount of ticket sales, at least for me, or likes on TikTok or whatever, but I do all this shit because it's what everybody else is saying we need to do. But it's just about the hustle of doing that for me, you know? And so, I don't know. I guess the change and the puzzle pieces that you're talking about is what I'm chasing.
Right. I love that. And you worked for me so you could meet her.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
But I agree. And my whole thing with all of the hustle and bustle, which, by the way, if you watch any of this stuff and you think that I have anything to do with any of the cool clips and the reels or anything, that's all Kyle.
That's all AI.
That's all AI. Sometimes it's cute because it's a little wrong, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
it's
the funniest thing.
I think it's cute.
That's why, sometimes I'll leave it in. I think I might have changed it, but whenever we had Calvin on, he was, it like spelled Robert, or it did Robert O'Keefe.
Robert O'Keefe, yes. Like Georgia O'Keefe. I saw that. It made me laugh so hard instead of Robert Earl Keen.
It was like, oh, you think Robert will get mad? Well, he probably won't see this, but, you know, we'll
he'll
see.
He'll probably laugh. He would love to be an O'Keefe, I think.
Yeah.
We all would. That's so amazing. What has been your favorite podcast that we've done? Do you have a favorite?
The Braun day was cool at their house. That was fun. It wasn't hot, and like now we're in the RV with AC, which is awesome. Nice upgrade.
Upgrade moment.
But it's about to start getting hot again, and we're gonna have to move. We're gonna have to figure something out.
I know. I think, is this as cold as these things get?
No, I think it'll cool down. Maybe we just need to like get the AC primed. Going earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I know, because it is. I'm not a hot person, but I can't raise my arms up because there's definitely some sweat happening under the armpits.
It's just
right
a
now.
Little, yeah. A little toasty.
It's fine.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
Are you ready to take your merchandise to the next level? Well, just ask me who I use, and that is CH Lone Star Promo. They specialize in screen printing and direct-to-garment, embroidery, laser engraving, anything promo-related, they can do it. Step up your merch game now with CH Lone Star Promo and tell them Brie and Whiskey sent you.
You've been on tour in this almost exact same thing.
Yeah. And yours is a lot nicer, and like there's just like, it's kind of funny every time I get in here because there's just a few little super subtle differences that make so much more sense. And it's just like, why do they not... Like, I guess the one that I have toured in was made 6 months before this one or something, like right before they had the idea. I mean,
it was the model.
Years.
It was the tester.
I guess so.
And then they tweaked it for this one.
It's like you have to walk through the bathroom to get to the back room in the other one.
Oh, yeah. I see. No.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
Because that bathroom smell, if you're
totally.
Past the point of, like... Where you're a little too hungover and you go in there, that will get you.
It's bad.
Yeah. But we got air freshener. I got two girls on here. So we got, oh my gosh,
clean.
My mother. She's like, she wants me to move the disco ball. She says it's distracting.
In the video?
Because it's...
No, I love it. That's my favorite part.
She said it moves the whole time. And I said, it looks like someone's having a great idea from the 70s.
Yeah. Well, okay, Marilyn, if I put it over there, then it's just going to be shining on us the whole time.
Right.
So I think there's a give and take.
It has to go there. Yeah, my drummer bought me that for the RV. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So wait, who's in your band? Is Shelton in your band?
Shelton, I mean, when he can. Like I said, the schedule's not full enough. But yeah, he played bass, sang a little bit. The dude who played drums in my old rock band His name's Mitch. He plays drums. And then Clay is who I work for now.
Yeah.
He's played guitar a couple times. And I've got a couple other rotating cast, but
awesome.
Once that picks up, I'm surrounded by, you know, thanks to you and Bauman and all of y'all, you know, I know just like too many musicians
players
now.
Yeah. Well, we got to do a show together. We got to figure that out when that needs to happen. I've kind of been in the thick of it lately, but we need to really sit down. We're like having a meeting, a live podcast meeting.
Well, I was going to say, I hit up your people a couple times and, I live in Austin and I spend more time in Do-Si-Do than I do anywhere else in Houston whenever I'm in Houston these days, which is awesome because it's a great place, but it's just funny how much time I've spent there. But I was asking them if I could hop on that show. So
Do-Si-Do show? No kidding. Yeah. That would be great. In May?
Yeah.
Do we have someone?
I don't know.
Who knows? Ask me. I don't know anything. Yeah. I couldn't find my shoes this morning.
I just know Do-Si-Do will say yes. They're pretty much the only place that's saying yes so far.
I love a Do-Si-Do.
Yeah, they're great.
Great. Okay. Well, that's very exciting. And I want to say, though, that like you are a great songwriter, and I didn't like know that about you for a long time. You just kind of hid that from me. You're like, I do all these other things, and I'm great, and I'm technical, and I got a cool MacBook. But like, you didn't tell me that you wrote songs and you sang so good and played guitar. And I don't remember where we were. And then remember we played that private party during COVID?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Kyle, come sing for all these people.
Yeah.
And Paul was like, Kyle's great. I was like, I know. I know. I'm so happy for you. So four songs now are out, right? Four on Spotify. How many are on Spotify?
Yeah. So five will be. So I released three songs that like we recorded just at home a couple years ago. And then Backseat Driver put out this year. We did the cool little music video for
Valentine's
Day.
Is that an autobiographical story?
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. That song has made, like, all this stuff I'm writing now, it's just making me think about songwriting in a new way, which is good, but also, like, so frustrating because I can get into these grooves where it's just, like, it's pouring out. And now I'm having to think about, like, okay, like, Backseat Driver's bad. Like, why would you... Because it's just a love song.
Isn't that bad?
Well, being a backseat driver is.
Oh, I was like, what?
No.
Oh, I thought you were saying, here's my song, and it's bad.
No,
it's not bad.
I like the song, but it doesn't make any sense lyrically because a backseat driver's a bad thing, right? But my thought there was kind of like...
It's funny, you're drunk.
Yeah, I mean, I'm drunk, and that's what I was thinking originally, but then it evolved into this whole, like, you know, the little annoying things that you have, like whenever, you know, what am I trying to think? Like you and Paul are trying to decide where to go eat or something and you can't decide and he's annoyed or vice versa. Right. Shit like that is all worth it when you have that person.
Oh yeah.
You know? And
totally.
So backseat driver is just somebody who's annoying, but like you want around at the same time.
Right. So. Yes, exactly. I know about that.
Although I don't have anything annoying
about me. I'm probably nothing, but, I understand that, and I think you go through so many phases as a songwriter where you're in overanalyzation mode, and then you're in stuck mode, and then you're in... And right now, I am in a crunch time mode where I don't have a lot of time, and it's been so liberating because I'll just give myself an hour, and I only have an hour to write my whole song for my songwriting group, and it's been like really like the songs that I've been writing has been awesome because I don't have too much time to think about it.
Yeah, that's
cool. Not that I'm suggesting that you should do that.
Sure, no.
But there can be so much, and then you turn on the radio and you're like, oh, this person didn't think at all about this song.
And then it's on the radio.
Right. So we can't get too much into our own heads, right?
Yeah.
And which we do, which is why we're artists in general. But we don't need to be, personally, I don't think you need to be too much in your head about it. But I understand it because I do it myself.
Right.
Are you in a songwriting group or anything? And do you want to be?
No, I don't know. That's the kind of like the next phase. Like I didn't intentionally hide the songwriting or anything, but I just like, I was in a rock band forever and we, you know, toured and didn't know Texas Country existed, and then the podcast pulled me in, and I like wrote a few songs during COVID and recorded them, but still never like thought I was gonna try it again because this whole thing's like a drug for me. Like once I'm doing it, I'm messaging people on Instagram saying, hey, I found your Spotify playlist, can you add me? You know, it's like crazy. But I just like whenever I met you, I was just like, okay, like I want a TM, I'm good at this, you know, or beforehand even. And now with my new job, I've had some downtime and it's just like, okay, here we go again.
Wait, yeah. Well, you also, like, you were TMing, but you also made all these great videos. You made my music video for Hello Highway, and all of my canvases on Spotify are videos that you've taken. So your line from TM kind of blurred to,
and that's, you know, just, yeah, that's like a totally a fun thing I did, figured out while I was working for you.
It's amazing, because I don't want to figure stuff like that out. I am, my phone's always about to die. It's always, let me just check on it.
Yeah,
oh,
good,
looks like it's still good working.
Good call. Yeah.
Phone check. I just love it so much. So, like, are you self-managing and self-promoting? I know, me too. I mean, me too. So, I just want to, I guess my point is that a lot of artists think that we aren't or whatever, and that they have to have a bunch of help, when they don't realize that people like us are really kind of doing a lot of things ourselves too. And they can. You can. You're finding playlists and you're getting on playlists and potentially getting scammed by a psychopath.
I'm not giving anyone $800. Spotify, I've given $0 to anyone. That's funny. I use DistroKid to put music out so far.
Me too.
And they have you check that box. It's like, don't do any scam. Don't pay anyone any money.
No pay to play. Is it illegal?
I don't think it's illegal. They just, you know, Spotify apparently will track you down and ban you or whatever. Oh. I've heard stories of people getting in trouble for that, but then there's like so many of those companies that do the bot stuff, and I think that's really what it is. Like, if you're on like a million playlists over one night and you get tons and tons of streams, then you gotta do something, you know? It's like, how do I get booked? Right. Like, I'm putting out music that I know is good because people around me are telling me it's good. But, you know, I have a venue who's never heard of me. I've got to have some sort of metric to show them that I'm worth booking.
Well, and it's a metric that everyone cares about all of a sudden.
It's bullshit.
It's like, I've been my whole life building my Instagram and Facebook, and even my Apple Music is better. And then I go to Nashville, and the first thing they look at this week was my Spotify and my TikTok.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and ticket sales, though. I mean, they are maybe looking at that, but not really. I mean, it is Spotify and TikTok, and so, I don't know. I think caring less is working for me.
And it seems to be working for all the artists, like you're talking about on the radio. We're putting out these songs and selling out crazy shows, and, like, a bunch of the artists who have been blown up lately seem kind of careless.
Yeah.
And it's, like, cool, I guess, in a way, you know, a lot of people think it's cool. So,
right. Or just saying, you know, hey, you have put out 5 original songs on Spotify that are great, that you've paid for yourself and wrote yourself and sang yourself.
Right.
And like that is an accomplishment, and we can't just be like, jump to the next thing. Like, that is something that you have to sit down and realize that you did this.
Yep.
You should be proud of yourself. You should have a beer in your RV.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's so easy to be like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing?
Right. And
that's
like
our whole
lives. That's what I'm always doing. But I mean, like, I have these songs. So I crowdfunded, oddly enough. There's this thing in Houston that I signed up for something during COVID and got selected. And like, I thought it was going to be this whole cool opportunity, and it was not. But I ended up like being forced to crowdfund money to record this like record or whatever that I'm putting out this year. And I mean, I'm playing the game. I'm doing everything I can. You know, I would love a booking agent. I love a manager, but like, I'm brand new, so that's not on the table right now. But I don't know. I think I'll be happy with if I just get through the year and release all 6 of these songs, and just that's it.
Yeah, that's, you know, impressive. I mean, that's way more than I did for a year of music.
Well, I mean, you could have. You just put out a record, which is what I want to do. But, you know, everybody says that you can't do that.
It,
so I'm just trying
me
to. I mean, it's a good record.
Actually, it didn't. Thank you. It didn't nearly kill me. The manager that inserted that nearly killed me.
Yeah, me too. Shit.
I know. Everything works out, Kyle. It's fine. Kyle's been through the ringer we've had some dramatic moments in our, but it's never us. It's like, how did we get here? This is, the music business can be a scary place. You have to really protect yourself and be very careful and protect your money and surround yourself. I mean, I've always been very lucky, pretty much for the most part. The people that I've been surrounded with are people that are really great people. And I'm very, very lucky. And they are out there, and you have to kind of search them, and you have to find them at the party and be like, Kyle, you're come out on the road with me. And you're like, let's go. And that was a leap of faith for you. And a leap of faith for me, and it's just been great ever since. And we're like starting to get interest from podcast networks.
Yeah.
So that might,
that's probably, hopefully that's happening when this episode comes out.
Oh my gosh, right.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, the first episode of the podcast network is a Kyle one.
Yeah, you don't ever do, are we wrapping up?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think so. Unless I, well, I want to hit on what you want to hit on.
Just check out my music. I don't know.
Check out Kyle's music and his video. The video's great. Did Sheldon do your video?
Yep, they did. It's called Release Rocket, but our buddy Sheldon and then his friend Ryan Korn, who plays in the band that they work for. Yeah, it came out.
It looks great. It looks like a freaking great movie.
We just went and like drove in Vince's truck around in Copeland for a day and shot a bunch of
perfect
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So, wait. What's it called? Rocket launcher?
Release Rocket.
Okay.
Yeah. All good.
Sorry, Sheldon. I love him.
They're killing it, though. They've done a lot of videos. So, yeah. If you need, like, a real video, like, I can do, like, a live video. If you need a real video, hit those guys up.
Yeah. Anytime. Yeah. I would like a video.
Where do we send the invoice?
Yeah, not to me.
No. Sure. Where do we invoice them for all this conversation we're having?
Oh, right. I owe Shelton for being a great fill-in tour manager and getting me a Whataburger. He walked through the drive-thru through Whataburger for me.
I remember seeing those videos. Yeah.
When you get a Sprinter van, you can't go through any more drive-thrus for the rest of your life. So then you have to send someone awesome like Shelton to walk through the drive-thru for you.
He's the man.
He's
like my guy. He's so much better of a tour manager than me.
Whatever. You guys are both fantastic.
I mean, he's like unbelievable. Like by far the most, I think, hardworking person I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah, he's a good one. And then my favorite Sheldon moment, might as well tell you.
Yeah.
On the way home from the first time he filled in with me, he has this playlist and it's all like
I already know.
90s country women. Yeah. And it's like because his mom loved that. And it is like the best playlist you've ever. He shared it with
me. He's a quirky cat. He's got, I mean, all kinds of weird stuff. I remember like when I first met him, he has these like super weird, like not like classic movies, but like 80s or 90s, like weird movies that he just like likes to watch a lot. He's very artistic. You know, he writes great songs too. But
yeah, he sent me one and he's great.
Yeah, he's a...
And his sister was singing. Like they're all talented.
Oh,
you guys are all talented.
Song.
It's really gross. And I just listened to the episode of Dustin Schaefer and I said, you and Paul should go both jump off a cliff.
Oh,
and nobody stopped me from saying that.
Mm.
We didn't bleep it out.
I could have bleeped that out. But
just
I thought it was fun.
By that, I mean, I'm so thankful that you all are talented and I'm 99% happy and 1% really jealous. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Yay.
I was going to sign off because you never do this because I've never told you to, but if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe.
Oh my gosh. I need to start saying that.
It's.
But I don't know where to point. I'm going to be like, hit subscribe.
Just
and they're
down,
like, what?
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
The exit button. Okay.
I just like those videos that people do on TikTok
subscribe
where they're like
now.
Pointing at stuff, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Like now. There's a dog. Okay.
There's a dog. Hey, sponsor this podcast so we can get a whiskey cam.
Oh my gosh. We need a whiskey cam. Oh, thank you, CH Lone Star Promo. We got a sponsor.
Yeah.
High five. We actually got two sponsors. Take that, podcasters. Everywhere. That was mean. No more beer.
18 beer is what it's gonna take any given night. Be okay, I'm 13 gone, still keeping score. 5 more to go before I won't be missing you anymore. All day, not getting anything done, daydream.